For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
And once again, to everyone listening, a Happy New Year now that it's already happened. You went west, young man.
To Los Angeles. Yeah, my sister and her family moved out there. And so we all packed off to the Pasadena Playhouse to see John O'Hurley as Captain Hook in a panto version of Peter Pan.
What's panto?
Panto, it's a British holiday tradition where you do a parody of a fairy tale. They chose Peter Pan.
Uh-huh.
And that you use a lot of popular music, current popular music, and they frequently will hire celebrities. And this was chock-a-block full of celebrities. I wouldn't know it, but my niece and nephew did because out there they get all these Disney stars. I knew who John O'Hurley, of course, was and had gotten to know him a little bit when he came to Shays in Chicago. He played Billy Flynn in the last national tour of Chicago. But my niece and nephew, Kevin Quinn and these kids from television in L.A., that's who's out there. In fact, my niece, she's 13, she's in the Girl Scouts, and she had recently gotten a patch for attending a movie premiere in a different world.
So it's not cooking or sewing or canoeing.
No, it's nothing like that, attending a movie premiere.
Now, well, since you've been out there, usually growing up in L.A. is presented in the media. It's just a terrible thing. All of the kids we see on the movies and television shows are filled with angst, but they seem to be growing up very normally.
Wait, I mean,
Girl Scouts, what could be more?
What could be more normal? Well, I think that teenagers everywhere have angst. I think it's just, your localized angst. And parents everywhere need to be mindful of what their children are up to.
So you had a good time.
Great. I did, of course.
Well, of course, here in Buffalo, what we've been waiting for is to get through the holidays so that the theater start putting on plays again. And that's happening, as a matter of fact. End of the Rainbow, End of Mice and Men. Let's talk about End of the Rainbow over at the Cavanoki.
I'd seen this show on Broadway when Tracy Bennett, who had done it in London, came over to portray Judy Garland. And this is Judy at the end of her life. The actress who does this, who in this case will be Natasha Drena, has to do all of these signature songs associated with Judy Garland and basically impersonate her, which Tracy Bennett did brilliantly, getting a Tony nomination. The show by Peter Quilter had originated in Australia. And I spoke with Natasha Drena about this. It's the third time she's done it. She did it in Atlanta. Then she did it in North Carolina, where Lisa Ludwig directed her, and Lisa brought her here to the Cavanoki.
And Lisa's directing
again. Yes, I talked about what it's like to have to portray an American icon.
Right.
Typically an actor goes within to find a character, but in the case of someone like Judy Garland, she said that it was necessary to begin with the externals. What does she sound like? What does she move like? YouTube became her best friend as she's watching every interview, every performance, to try to get the physicality and tone of Judy Garland, which apparently she's done very successfully.
Well, I'm very interested in seeing End of the Rainbow because one thing I've always wondered about, what is that magical attraction between Judy Garland and the gay community?
I mean, you ask me as the authority. Interestingly, it is felt by many historians that there is simultaneity between the Stonewall Uprising and Judy Garland's funeral. It happens the same day. It's well known that a large percentage of her fan base was gay men, and she's not unique in that regard. The question is, what makes a gay icon? But she is in that category of women who have large gay followings, Marilyn Monroe, Marlena, Susan Hayward, people of that category. And it happens at a time before there were gay characters or openly gay celebrities with whom one could identify. And so gay men identifying with a character like Blanche DuBois, because there is no Angels in America, there is no Will and Grace, there is nothing for men of that era. And so they frequently would identify with the characters Bette Davis has played. And it's always a combination of factors. And I think in the case of Judy, a combination, great vulnerability, but also tenacity, the obstacles that she overcame, always persevering, but both in the characters that she played and in her real life, it is a well-documented phenomenon. And you're absolutely right. Judy had a lot of gay fans.
Opening tonight of Mice and Men, a famous play by John Steinbeck. It's been turned into a movie. Everybody has, if you haven't read the play in high school, you've certainly seen the movie or you've seen a dramatization. It's out at the Lancaster Opera House.
With Andrew Cutler and Victor Morales. It seems that the shows coming in two waves. This week a trickle and next week a deluge. One by one, the theaters repopulate after the holidays.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.